following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
And the hell is frozen over. We're actually going to get out to golf this afternoon, Jason. You realize I have swung a club like three times. That was my 5-iron, a wiffle ball in the backyard. So, you know, expect what to expect. You know what I mean? You know what I mean. People who've never seen me golf know what I mean by what I'm referring to. I'll be fine. All right. Rain isn't, it's going to be wet, I would think, still, but not what you dealt with last week when I was in Milwaukee. Rain is, today, is supposed to hold off until we would be done. See that big blob you're looking at there? Yeah, but that should be done. That's Minneapolis, Kansas City, and Dallas. We should be done by the time it moves through here, what they're saying. What time did you get done last week? You never even told me. 7-ish? Oh, that's not bad. Did it move pretty quickly? Yeah, not bad. All right, well, we'll see. Just remember, Jerry, it's just to have fun. It's gets you out of the office. By the way, if HR is listening, you know, wherever, we cleared this with the boss. We're not playing hooky. I mean, I wouldn't be talking about it on the air. Oh, yeah? You'll pair me up with Green Bay News Director Robert Kennedy because he gets way too angry about every shot, too. Well, good. Maybe we'll just explode in the friction. Speaking of explode, that brings me to my first real topic. That, of course, was the pregame topic. This is the real topic. I talked about the first time I was on the cutting edge of this as Wisconsin talk show hosts go. I first talked about this after I visited Fargo, North Dakota for the first time the week of November 4th. This is one of the few market visits that I you may or may not be aware. I wear a hat off the air that where I deal with our other news talk stations in the Midwest Communications family. And I do market visits to, Fargo, Sioux Falls, Duluth. Haven't done Terre Haute in a long time. Did Kalamazoo in March. That's pretty much the ones I do. I mean, then the ones here in state, Wausau and Sheboygan, I made a drive there. I don't, you know. When I was in Fargo on November 4th, and the reason I will always remember it was November 4th is Monday Night Football against the Bears, watching Aaron Rodgers break his collarbone in a restaurant on the TV in Fargo, North Dakota. One of the things I commented on when I got back was I saw one of the trains carrying Bakken shale oil out of North Dakota. And I swear it was just the longest freight train, any train, I think I've ever seen. And the other thing that was striking to me, well, I've told the story before. It was going one direction, we were going the other, so you would think you would get through that train rather quickly, right? Even at that, that train seemed to last forever. And it was tanker car after tanker car after tanker car after tanker car after tanker car. It's a story. And then the next month, there was the huge explosion in North Dakota. What I said at the time, when I shared that story with you, is we shouldn't be hauling crude oil that way. It should go in a pipeline. Environmentalists don't want to build a pipeline. They're permanent. Once you have one, that oil will continue to flow. Trains you can shut down anytime. And when trains keep exploding, it's easier to shut them down. And when you shut the trains down and there's no pipeline, then that shale oil has to stay pretty much where it is. That's their goal. And I'm going to get into that more later in this hour. Their goal is to stop using fossil fuels sooner rather than later. story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Emergency management officials in Wisconsin are growing wary of an increasing number of crude oil tankers traveling on the state's railroads, trains that federal regulators have deemed unsafe and have caused a series of fiery derailments around the country. The highly combustible crude from shale in the Bakken Formation in North Dakota has revolutionized the domestic oil industry because rail is the primary means for shipping crude. At Wisconsin, railroads lie between the massive oil reserve and East Coast refineries. The state has seen its share of growth in crude by rail traffic. There are millions of gallons going through the county on a monthly basis. Oak Creek Fire Chief Tom Rosendish said, crude oil shipments, I think it's Rosendick actually, crude oil shipments by rail gained attention after a string of accidents, including an explosion in a small town in Quebec last July that killed 47 people. The U.S. DOT issued an emergency order Wednesday requiring railroads to notify states of large shipments of Bakken crude. The order will apply to shipments containing more than 1 million gallons of crude, or about 35 tank cars, and railroads will have to disclose volumes, frequencies of anticipated train traffic, and routes. In other words, they want emergency responders to know where this stuff is and where there might be problems if a derailment leads to an explosion or other problems. There are about 950,000 barrels of crude produced each day from Bakken Shale. 73% of that, 700,000 barrels, are transported by train. Two of the major routes traveling east from North Dakota run south along the Mississippi at Wisconsin's border or east across the state through Milwaukee to reach Chicago. East Coast refineries currently receive about 400,000 barrels a day by train. Meanwhile, the U.S. DOT is drafting tougher regulations for 92,000 tank cars currently used for shipping crude and other flammable liquids. This is a very dangerous way to ship crude. This is an inefficient way to ship crude. There is a proposal right now for a pipeline that would get Bakken crude to Wisconsin. It's going to be fought. It's, you know, it's not just the Keystone XL. One of the reasons that the benefits of shale, nat gas, and crude have underdelivered is because it's literally underdelivered. One of the things that's not being said enough, and it's mostly being said on conservative talk radio about the energy debate in this country, is the left really does want to stop the use of fossil fuel. This is true. Let me give you one example. In a few minutes, I'll give you a second, more important example. Stanford University announced this week it would divest itself of an $18.7 billion endowment of stock in coal mining companies, becoming the first major university to lend support to a nationwide campaign to purge endowments and pension funds of fossil fuel investments. The university said it acted in accordance with internal guidelines that allow its trustees to consider whether corporate policies or practices create substantial social injury when choosing investments. Coal status as a major source of carbon pollution linked to climate change persuaded the trustees to remove companies whose principal business is coal from their investment portfolio. The trustees' decision carries more symbolic than financial weight, but it is a major victory for a rapidly growing student-led divestment movement that is now active at roughly 300 universities. At least 11 small universities have elected to remove fossil fuel stocks from their endowments, but none approaches Stanford's prestige or national influence. Tuesday's decision seems likely to increase the pressure on other major universities to follow suit. By the way, we're going to get to that later in the show, too, how this rabid shutdown dissenting voices, liberalism, is coming out of universities. More on that later in the show. But this movement is, yeah, we shouldn't be spending, I shouldn't say spending, we shouldn't be investing. Universities are saying we shouldn't be benefiting from the profits of fossil fuels. Good God. There is this assault to get us off fossil fuels right now that most of the public doesn't seem to be aware that the left is perpetrating. In fact, in 5 minutes, I'll give you a much better example of that. We will have a Harry Reid coke addict update. You're not going to believe that. Well, yeah, you will. It's 9:17.
Like the legend of the Phoenix. The Jerry Bader Show.